Peter Godfrey.
Text 1-999-1395.
Interactive Radio. 1395. Adelaide's 5AA.
16 minutes past five. Let's head across to New Zealand, home of that mighty rugby team. Sewan Manning from scoop.co.nz. Hi, Sewan.
Yeah, good morning, Peter.
The game on Saturday night, the Bledisloe Cup. Was it? I thought there was only one team on the field, I thought. I didn't see the Wallabies there.
from the Kiwis' point of view, you know, the Wallaby team, it was dominating the territory far too much for our liking. What we could see, Peter, was a game shaping in the near future, you know, maybe in the World Cup, where those attack lines that Australia was using could actually break through a strong defence like what the All Blacks were putting through. If that was the case, that game would have been different. So you've got to give credit to the Wallabies as well.
That's very sportsmanlike if you to say that, Sewan. Yeah. That's great. Yeah,
but it was a thrilling game for sure, wasn't it?
Yeah, the first half was, we were kind of standing there with our heads, you know, shaking, going, what's happening? Are you going to score? But never mind. No, it was good. Yeah. It was good nonetheless. And well, you know, the best team quite clearly won, the All Blacks there. And I think we said something about singing a national anthem last week.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
The vocal cord. How about I do this with a stick? So this with the Maori lyrics to the New Zealand national anthem, God Defend New Zealand. So interesting. there's the English and the Maori lyrics that are both sung together when the anthem's sung at, say, you know, sporting events.
Yeah, that's right. So the Maori version sung first generally, and then the English version follows. It's recognition really for the bicultural kind of foundations of the country, you know, and all of that type of thing. The Treaty of Waitangi, and it came into play in that way about 10 years ago. It was very controversial at first, but now it's kind of, you know, celebrated. Isn't that song enough to make it, you know, create a tear in every Kiwi's eye, Peter? Right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, there you go. But it was a good game, but you know, the score didn't really, in my view, show how close it could have been. It was 30 points to the All Blacks and 14 to the Wallabies, but the Wallabies missed three, you know, decisive kicks, so you could add an extra 9 to that. But a great game. And the Wallabies, you know, for those who are interested, the Wallabies play South Africa over in South Africa this Saturday. Next time they front the All Blacks is in Brisbane on August the 27th.
August 27th, all right.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there's the World Cup not too far away too.
Oh, yes.
All right, let's get on to some other news, and I guess related to that too, with even John Key weighing into this one, that the cost of All Blacks jerseys, that was it Adidas, that the major sponsor of the All Blacks, they're charging way too much for them.
Yeah, they are. Now, here in New Zealand, where there's obviously a lot of interest in this All Black team that's going to go into this World Cup, there's demand for these replica World Cup All Black jerseys. And that's pushed the price for these jerseys, these replica jerseys for the World Cup that Adidas has manufactured, up over the $200 mark per each. It's $220 retailing here in New Zealand. Now, online, some savvy people looked online and they found that they could buy the same, you know, Adidas replica jerseys as what has been offered here in the United States for, you know, some around 30 to 50% less than what they can in New Zealand. Likewise, in the UK, they can kind of buy them, you know, a lot cheaper than they can here. So Adidas has been under fire, really, for this type of thing, you know, all week. Now, you've got to remember, too, that Adidas is the most significant sponsor of the New Zealand All Blacks team and right in there with, you know, sponsors all around the Rugby World Cup here. So it's a touchy issue at business level. The NZRU, or the Rugby Union here in New Zealand, it came out in defence of Adidas, saying, you know, it's a business arrangement. It's just doing, you know, meeting demand. But it led to, you know, the Prime Minister John Key over here wading into the debate, and he kind of said that it offended many New Zealanders that the price was so high here in the stores, but online it was much cheaper, and he kind of was obviously alluding to Adidas to sort out its PR campaign.
But Adidas, they're sticking to their guns. They're not going to drop the price, though, are they?
No, no, they finally, because they wouldn't front, you see, all for the last week as this thing's been chewing away in the news. The big issues, obviously, that have been running in the news, but this one has been just sitting there squirming away. And Adidas wouldn't front until last night. It fronted on the two main current affairs programs that run on the two dominant networks here in New Zealand. And there it basically tried to get its message across and saying that, look, we are the, you know, put huge amounts of money in via sponsorship for the New Zealand sport in general, but certainly for the rugby and also the All Blacks here. What we're trying to do is to do a business deal, really. You know, the demand is here, but it's a small market, they said, and that actually notches the prices up. In the United States, it's a small, well, the demand is less, but it's a bigger market. So, you know, there's confidence that they'll be able to sell large kind of quantities over there compared to even in New Zealand. And that was their equation. But at the end of the day, they said, we're not going to drop the price. It's going to remain the same. Our wholesale price will remain the same. It's up to the retailers to notch back on that price if they so choose to. So really, you know, the Prime Minister's advice where he said, you know, if you're digging yourself into a ditch, well, it pays to stop digging, was what John Key said. That doesn't seem to have occurred. But at the same time, Rebel Sport, which is one of the country's largest sports retailers, it's knocked around $50 per jersey off the price of this, thing. So that's where it sits this morning.
Okay. Could the Adidas brand be affected by bad press on this? Or?